enforcement of and defense of the homeland increasingly is the combination of skill and knowledge of our officers and agents, together with the management of data and information. The capture of Faisal Shahzad before he was able to leave the United States, the arresting of him off of the Emirates airline plane at Kennedy Airport was a very good example and illustration of the extent to which CBP, working with other government agencies, law enforcement and intelligence, have been able to develop the capacity to identify in relatively short order people seeking to do damage to our communities.
So in the case of Shahzad, who tried to bomb Times Square, customs agents arrested him. What did him in?
Data management. It was the connection of dots in among all of the data that exists as a result of the travel that Faisal Shahzad had done, as a result of local law enforcement, and as a result of the information provided by the United States, the person who from whom he had bought the car. Putting all of that information together was what made it possible to identify him and then to apprehend him. So this building up of the capacity to do that within the framework of a free country has been a tremendous accomplishment of our professionals and frankly our people over the last 10 years. We still have much more to do, and we have to get better and better at this because the risks remain. But the capacity is much deeper than it was before the tragic events of 9/11.
And Shahzad was one of the people that's a part of what authorities have indicated is perhaps a growing group of people certainly participating in what is an evolving methodology, at least as far as Al-Qaeda and terrorist groups go, and that is looking for people that seem to fit into Western society and indeed U.S. Culture that don't attract any attention. And for your people, I'm sure that that is a specific challenge, considering that your eyes and ears in a lot of different places. Can you talk to me a little bit about how important that whole evolutionary process is?
What Secretary Napolitano, I think, among others, has pointed out, although she's been at the forefront, is that the nature of the threat continues to evolve, and that while, in fact, we continue to watch the and look out for the threats of people who would come from abroad, and that's a central mission of CBP. We increasingly work with other law enforcement agencies, state, local, and federal, on the dangers presented by so-called homegrown terrorists, the people who are in this country, who can be enlisted to do harm to the communities, to Americans, and to our communities. What we do is, what that actually involves, very importantly, is the creation of the partnerships, which is another development that's been positive and which we need to continue to build on, which is the information sharing among law enforcement agencies, not only at the federal level, but between the federal level and state, local, and tribal authorities, so that, in fact, we're leveraging the information we have against the information in the possession of other agencies that can help us do this job of prevention and deterrence more effectively each year.
Alan Burson is the Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.